The noted conductor James Levine has been fired by the Metropolitan Opera over accusations of sexual abuse and harassment. Similar allegations against former Royal Philharmonic conductor Charles Dutoit have put classical music radio programmers in a bind. David C. Barnett of WCPN IdeaStream reports stations across the country are divided over how to react.
Next, music from Act One of Verdi's Falstaff, the great honor monologues.
WCLV program director Bill O'Connell has queued up a rousing opera excerpt for his listeners in Cleveland.
Here's Bryn Terfel with the Met Orchestra.
Hey, Peggio! And that impeded me!
But he doesn't mention that this popular recording was conducted by James Levine. References to Levine and his music are nearly gone from the Cleveland station following allegations of sexual abuse with music students dating back to the 1960s. WCLV station manager Jenny Northern says they also avoid conductor Charles Dutoit after a number of sexual assault allegations against him.
We are suspending broadcasting their works for the most part. And we're trying to see what happens. Is there due process? What's the situation?
Joe Goetz is also grappling with this as music director of WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana.
There has been a very big buzz in internet chat circles.
Goetz recalls the controversy erupted less than 2 hours after Levine wrapped up a prominent live performance on the Metropolitan Opera's season opener last December. Radio station peers around the country immediately weighed in.
Responses varied quite widely from people who were out and out shunning Levine completely to people who said, well, maybe we'll still play his recordings but not mention that he's the conductor, to people who said, well, how can you possibly erase an incredible career's worth of music?
The allegations against Charles Dutoit hit close to home for this Indiana station. One of his accusers, award-winning soprano Sylvia McNair, was a longtime teacher on the Bloomington campus.
She's still a very active member of the music community here, and it would have been a real slap, I think, in her face to continue to feature his recordings given what he allegedly did to her.
But not all broadcasters agree. James Real is classical music director of Arizona Public Media in Tucson.
I have not made any changes to my schedules as a result of the scandals, and I am continuing to play the recordings of guys like James Levine on a regular basis, and I've received not one comment from a listener, pro or con.
And he adds there's nothing that compels him morally or legally to do otherwise.
I'm not their jury, and nothing I can do could have a direct, meaningful effect on them. All that's left is blacklisting, really.
However things shake out, WCLV manager Jenny Northern in Cleveland worries that something's been lost.
I do think people turn to classical music just because it is a place that doesn't often show an ugly side. It's sad.
For Joe Goetz in Indiana, the recently exposed ugly side has led to something more positive.
It's really given me the chance to explore other lesser-known recordings that I might have overlooked before. And I think that's actually a good thing, to not always lean on the crutches of these, you know, monumental, well-recorded conductors.
For instance, he uses this recording of Saint-Saëns' Danse Bacchanale, conducted by Eiji Owe, as a substitute for a similar performance by Charles Dutoit. And that ushers in an opportunity for different conductors to be heard.
David C. Barnett in Cleveland.